We are all, of course, as public media fans and listeners, huge fans of Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. And I was just wondering why you and that show's model are such a great fit. I was wondering how you would explain that, just your style of comedy and how that show works. What is it that explains the great chemistry that you have?
Well, you know, from the first time I was on the show and when I, my first, you know, trial run, back then we didn't have an audience in front of us and we were not all in the same room as we are now when you hear the show. Now we're somewhere. We're either in Chicago in this, in the basement of a bank, in this auditorium with about 500 people in front of us, or we're, you know, somewhere else around the country in some sort of theater. But we're all together. Whereas when I first started doing the show, you just went to the studio near your house, you know, wherever you lived, nearest your house, and you were hooked up via wire with everybody else, and there was no live audience. But from the minute I sat down in the chair, and the show began, and they explained to me how it worked. I had never heard it before. But from the minute I sat down in the chair, you know, you wear a goofy headset. In my headset, the director would say, jump in anytime, say anything you want. That is extraordinary in the show business. In any, I can only think of, you know, one other time where anyone ever said that to me. And the fact that they bring people on, like myself, and allow them to, you know, do what they do, well, that's the that's the genius of it. Sorry, I'm joking to that. I have SARS. I don't think it's nearly as communicable as they say. I the show business, as a general rule, has a very, very long history of hiring people and then telling them not to do what they do. So this was extraordinary. And I think it's just wise of them to do that. So we all, so you think of stuff and you say it. And, you know, sometimes it sticks. Sometimes it doesn't, I suppose. But for the most part, that sort of freewheeling feeling. The number one comment that I hear when people come up to me on the street and say something about Wait, Wait, is you guys sound like you're having so much fun. And you know what? We are.